In terms of, speaking of, used to tell the reader what you are referring to. In this case, you are referring to the general decline of the birth rate, with respect to, regarding. In terms of learning how to speak a foreign language, it is important to listen as much as possible. A general decline. An overall decrease or lessening in number. There was a general decline in the amount of junk food people ate over the last decade. Fluctuated. To change up and down. Investors didn't like how the stock market fluctuated last year. Remained above. To stay higher than, in terms of numbers. We usually say above rather than over when describing a higher number. The sales numbers for last quarter remained above our previous forecasts. Fell sharply. To fall means to go down. Sharply means all of a sudden and by a lot. The prices fell sharply due to the higher level of production and less buyers in the market. Below. We use below rather than under in this case. The graph shows that China's birth rate stayed well below that of the U.S. from 1955 onward. Throughout the remainder of the period. Throughout means during. The remainder means the rest of. The period refers to the time, the years. Our sales figures stayed above $10,000 per day throughout the remainder of the period. Gradual decline. Gradual means it takes time, not suddenly or quick. Decline means it goes down, a decrease. There was a gradual decline in the health of their pets once they moved to the city. Varied more significantly than. To vary means to change. Significantly means by an important amount. The immigration laws varied more significantly in the U.S. than they did in Canada. Dropped to fall to go down to. A certain level. The birth rate dropped to more than half by 1955. Decreased rapidly. To decrease is to go down, to drop, to decline. Rapidly means quickly, in a fast way. The temperature decreased rapidly once they were in the mountains. Falling to. Decreasing to, dropping to, going down to a specific amount. The stock price hit an all-time low today, falling to $5 per share.